This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Waiting for a verdict.
The fate of Derek Chauvin is now in the hands of 12 men and women.
Minneapolis on edge.
Destruction in our city will not be tolerated.
Remembering Walter Mondale.
He really invented the modern vice presidency.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the nation's attention is squarely focused on Minneapolis this morning, now that a jury has the murder case against former police officer Derek Chauvin in its hands. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Last night on the streets of downtown Minneapolis, demonstrators were calling for guilty verdicts.
Guilty on all counts.
Today, jurors will have their first full day of deliberations. They spent a brief time yesterday discussing the case, this after listening to closing arguments from both sides. Prosecutor Steve Slisher said Derek Chauvin was responsible for George Floyd's death.
George Floyd begged until he could speak no more, and the defendant continued this assault.
But defense attorney Eric Nelson suggested other reasons for Floyd's death, including Floyd's heart condition and drug use.
It is nonsense to suggest none of these other factors had any role.
Now the waiting game begins. Officials, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, calling for peace no matter what the jury decides.
We cannot allow civil unrest to descend into chaos.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Other cities are bracing for the verdict in this case, too. Chicago, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. have activated National Guard troops. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has more on the steps being taken in the Minneapolis area.
Minneapolis is preparing for the worst. Some 3,000 National Guard are deployed across downtown and throughout the city. All these precautions are intended to head off the kind of riots that destroyed $350 million in property last summer when George Floyd was killed. Local law enforcement says it is ready.
The number one focus for us is de-escalation. We don't want to use force if we do not have to.
The killing of Dante Wright in nearby Brooklyn Center is added to an already tense environment.
Activist Nakima Levy Armstrong has been at protests in both cities.
Who are they protecting? They're certainly not protecting peaceful demonstrators.
A Colorado judge will resign after being censured for saying a racial slur over and over in a conversation with a black employee and expressing her views on racial justice while on the bench. Natalie Chase, who is white, was also found to be using court employees to work on personal business. Well, former President Jimmy Carter calls Walter Mondale the best vice president in our country's history. Mondale died yesterday at 93 at his Minneapolis home. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He entered politics in 1960 when he was appointed Minnesota's attorney general, before being appointed to the Senate in 1964 to fill the seat vacated by Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Jimmy Carter chose Mondale as his running mate in 1976, and they went on to defeat President Gerald Ford and running mate Bob Dole. The two running mates were the first vice presidential candidates to appear in a televised debate.
And as vice president, I would have such a substantial role.
Historians credit Mondale for reinventing the role, becoming more of a senior advisor and governing partner rather than a constitutional afterthought. He ran for president against Ronald Reagan in 1984 and made history by choosing a female running mate, Geraldine Ferraro. Reagan trounced Mondale in a historic landslide.
There's new information about the Capitol police officer who was injured in the violent confrontation with Trump-supporting attackers during the January insurrection and later died. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The findings of the Washington, D.C. medical examiner obtained by CBS News indicate Officer Brian Sicknick suffered strokes and died of what the office is calling natural causes. The Washington Post reports the strokes stem from a blood clot, according to the medical examiner.
That determination will likely limit the ability of prosecutors to bring homicide charges in Sicknick's death. Two men are charged with using bear spray on him during the attack. The former FedEx worker who shot and killed eight people at a company warehouse in Indianapolis never appeared before a judge under the state's red flag law. Brandon Hole was able to buy two weapons after one had been taken away when his mother said he posed a mental health risk. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears explained why that hearing had not taken place.
We want to be able to say we made a decision based on having an opportunity to talk to healthcare professionals, review medical records, look at someone's mental health history. Those are the things that should be important to these determinations, and the time frame in the statute just doesn't allow for that.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis cited protests all around the country, but not the Capitol attack, as the impetus behind a new law that toughens penalties for people who take part in violent demonstrations.
The state of Florida takes public safety very seriously. We believe in making sure that our streets are safe. We want to make sure that our cities are prosperous.
Opponents of the bill call it a racist reaction to a problem that hasn't been seen in the state and an attempt to silence the Black Lives Matter movement. Apple says it's reached a deal that could allow Parler to be reinstated to its App Store. Parler was removed after the Capitol attack, and the company now says it has safeguards designed to detect certain inflammatory posts. Well, Peloton is defending its Tread Plus device as the government warns people who have small children or pets about possible danger.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is urging consumers with children at home to stop using the product immediately.
Children involved here have ended up with abrasions, multiple fractures, one with a brain injury, and most sadly, a fatality.
Peloton called the commission's statement inaccurate and misleading and said there is no reason to stop using the Tread Plus as long as all warnings and safety instructions are followed, including removing the safety key. Anna Werner, CBS News, Berkeley, California.
A Montana backcountry guide has died 2 days after he was attacked by a large grizzly bear just outside Yellowstone National Park. 40-year-old Carl Mock was fishing at the time. The male bear, which weighed more than 400 pounds, was later shot and killed when it charged at wildlife officials who were investigating the attack. An American Idol dropout on TV who made it to the top 12 is now going it alone. High school
days. Hours before last night's show aired on ABC, 20-year-old Wyatt Pike released an original song Friday nights on Instagram, announcing it's available for streaming on all platforms. Last week, Idol producers explained the Park City, Utah native left for personal reasons. He'd wowed the judges. Lionel Richie predicted he was onto something big. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Vice President Kamala Harris took a detour while visiting North Carolina to sit at the same lunch counter where four black college students, known as the Greensboro Four, conducted a peaceful sit-in 61 years ago, a defining moment in the civil rights movement. Harris was in the state to plug President Biden's infrastructure plan. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.